Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro with you on this Thursday edition of Eagles Live. We've got a fantastic show for you. I'm at the point now where, I mean, I just cannot wait for Sunday to get here. These days, from Monday to Saturday night, Sunday morning, agony. Can't wait to see what the Eagles do on Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. And to that end, we're going to talk about that matchup. We're going to go behind enemy lines and get the very latest for you on the Vikings injury updates. We're going to speak to Paul Allen, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings. We're going to break down a little bit of the kind of the nuances of this game and talk about the matchups. You heard Chip Kelly just a bit ago talking about the explosive elements that the Vikings have offensively and then the defensive line that is just terrific with the Vikings. So the Eagles know what they're getting into here. Tough matchup against the Vikings on Sunday. Let's get you caught up on today's headlines because the Eagles do have some developing injury situations that need to be addressed. Let's take a look at the headlines of the day. And the big story here, look, the Eagles, and Chip Kelly was asked this 14 different ways, they will not overlook the Minnesota Vikings. It is a day-to-day preparation that they've kind of had the same prep all year long. Earl Wolf making progress, expected to do more in practice today than he did yesterday when he was limited. So we'll see if he gets on track to play against the Vikings in some capacity. Najee Good, a key player on special teams and a really good depth linebacker, gets back on the practice field today. Again, we'll see if he's making enough progress to go on Sunday, or at least to be considered to go on Sunday. The Eagles talking about some of the young players on the D-line who've stepped up. Remember, the team traded Isaac Sopawaga, and that allowed Benny Logan to get more reps, Damian Square to be active, Clifton Gathers to get some playing time, and that group has responded tremendously up front. Outstanding play for the Eagles along the defensive line. And then in studio in just a little bit here, Ike Rees, former linebacker, current host on 94 WIP, and then Brent Celek up next here in the studio. Eagles tight end who's really doing it in a lot of ways for the Eagles as a receiver. In the blocking game, we'll talk to Brent in just a moment. We'll also take your phone calls. We'll check in with Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com. I know that you are in the playoffs, at least looking toward the playoffs or the consolation playoffs in your fantasy football season. Joe tells you who to put on the field this weekend. But up next here on Eagles Live, I get a chance to talk to Brent Celek, a longtime Eagle who made a signature mark at the end of that Snow Bowl win over the Detroit Lions. He talks about that and a tough assignment this week, the Vikings, and an aggressive defensive front. Up next here on Eagles Live, it's Brent Celek in studio.
Have you started shopping?
Just waiting for inspiration to strike. And there it is. Done.
Genius.
Give the gift of Dunkin' coffee. Get 3 pounds for $19.99. Only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 Netflix chances, 5 cash bags, 4 Big Fours, 3 Daily Numbers, 2 Mega Millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Nice sweater.
Thank you.
Festive.
You know it. Hey.
Wow.
I know, right?
Knitted it myself.
Get in the spirit with Dunkin's new Red Velvet Latte. Pick up any medium latte for just $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'.
I'm Chip Kelly, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Happy holidays to all you Eagles fans out there.
We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles tight end Brent Celek. Been around here a couple of years, Brent, and you know how to handle prosperity, which I think is an interesting test for the Eagles this week. Everybody's talking about this team in glowing terms. A little bit different thing to handle. Agree?
Yeah, it's a little different. but we as players got to understand that all that, put that all aside, and we got to focus on Minnesota. And that's all that matters this week. We can't take them lightly. They're a good football team. And if, you know, we take them lightly at all, they're going to smack us.
Has the noise, the music at practice helped you on the road? Because I know in Minnesota it is loud there. It's a dome. I mean, it's really distracting. Has, over the course of the year, it really helped you?
Oh, for sure. It's, you know, playing in away stadiums is not how it used to be under our system. You know, just with the way that we get our plays and stuff, it's not as bad. And we're listening to loud music in practice you can't hear anyway.
But is it getting the communication from the sideline that has been the challenge in the past? Or is it hearing Nick, hearing the quarterback, hearing the cadence, the communication pre-snap?
Yeah, that's tough. Before, you know, you wouldn't get anything from the sideline. It was all from the quarterback. And just hearing the quarterback talk, you know, is hard enough.
Brent, I got it. Just in general, what's the locker room like right now? I mean, when you win games, everybody feels that confidence. Is that what it's like in there?
Exactly. I mean, when you keep winning games, there's a confidence in there that, listen, you know, if something does go wrong, we're going to fix it and it's going to be right by the time of the end of the game and we're going to win this thing. So I think that's the biggest thing about it.
Yeah, when did that start kicking in? When did you really, really feel it?
Well, I felt it the whole year. You know, there's been times where other teams have gotten a hold of us, but, you know, in general, I've been feeling it with this team every single week.
Why? Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with Coach Kelly and how he leads us and, you know, what he instills in us, and that's one of the things that, listen, you may lose a game here or there, but just, you know, keep up that confidence.
Is he a stand-up in front of the team in the morning and inspiring kind of coach? I mean, I know Andy was very much, here's where you got to be all throughout the day, and it worked well. I mean, he won a ton of games here.
Yeah.
Is Chip more vocal?
I would say so a little bit. Yeah, he'll inspire you a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, he's got some things to talk about. And I think they're good. You know, it's good for us, good for the team.
It's amazing how the coaching staff has reached a roster that's got a really nice mix of younger players, older players. Everybody's improving. I think it was the key word even back in the spring was the energy in the building when Chip came, when all the coaches were hired, when the roster became assembled. You could just feel the energy right away.
Yeah, you can feel it every single week too.
Yeah. Let's talk about your game. And obviously on Sunday, the Detroit game was a remarkable experience, and living it the next couple of days. I know you guys have the 24-hour rule, but I'd like to talk about the final offensive snap that you had, the 4th-and-12 conversion, because we talked a little bit about this after the game. I think that your action sliding will be long remembered by Eagles fans. Take us through that play. I know not many people knew about what was really happening on that play.
Well, I mean, it was basically a play where if they gave us a certain look, you know, I was going to block the defensive end until the other two guys rushed. And then as soon as I saw those guys bite inside, I took off down the field and, you know, Nick threw an easy ball to catch. And then once I had the first down, you know, I knew I was going to slide. I thought about it before when we were in the huddle.
It's
because
cool,
the game's over.
Yeah, and it was just a cool kind of we're having fun in the snow moment that I will put it, I've said this all week, I'll put it in the category of Westbrook slide. It's not a 4th-and-26 kind of play.
Yeah.
But in 10 years when your career is done, people who went to that game and people who didn't go to that game are going to remember that slide. You don't think about that stuff, though, do you?
No. I was more thinking about my teammates and not having to go back out on the field.
Right,
But it's cool. It's a part of it. And, you know, I hope it does. It was a lot of fun.
Does anybody talk about 8-5 leading the NFC East? Brent, I mean, is it that easy to focus out, just tune that stuff out?
Yeah, I think we have to tune it out. You know, we haven't accomplished really anything yet. Everything's still up for grabs. And like I said, we're playing a good Minnesota team in their house. And, you know, they play good at home, so we're going to have to be ready.
Your role in the offense has been very diverse this year. A lot of production in the passing game, a lot of production in-line blocking. We've talked about this over the years, how you've improved in that respect. Let's talk about the blocking first. I mean, you take a lot of pride in that, don't you?
I do. That's something that I did a lot when I was in college. And to get back to that and work on my fundamentals and really, you know, hone in on being a better blocker, being one of the better blockers in the league, I think I've, you know, accomplished that a little bit. But I got a ways to go. You know, I see myself sometimes, and I can still do more.
It's technique rather than strength?
It's technique and want to, in my opinion. You know, you got to have quick feet. You got to have a good punch on the guy. But then it's after that, it's just, do you want to whoop him?
Yeah.
You know, it's what's inside of here.
Early in your career, you had the big 70-plus catch season. Do you think you wanted to block at that time? I mean, wouldn't you kind of say, wow, I can be this big-time pass catcher and use me more in the pass game?
Well, I think it's a little tough when you're running routes, you know, all the time. Your weight gets down.
Right.
So, you know, back when I was catching those, I was probably, you know, high 240s. Right now I'm, you know, mid 250s. And it's a little easier to block when you're a little bit heavier. But that's just kind of what the offense was about. In that West Coast offense, you know, short passes were the run game.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, our run game is, you know, our run game.
Tell me about the Vikings on D. They've got a good group up front. They're very active, very aggressive.
Yeah, they got a few good defensive ends, good D tackles. I mean, they're a good group.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take care of that D line. That's kind of the heart of the defense, in my opinion.
Yeah. And they are they do anything special? Do they run a lot of games? Anything
They run a few games here and there, but, you know, Jared Allen likes to get to the quarterback. Robeson on the other side, he's a very physical guy. You know, very try hard. He's not gonna quit. And then you got two of the inside guys that, you know, they're tough. So we're gonna have our hands full.
It's a fun time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, first place in the NFC East, 8-5. The Philadelphia Eagles going to Minnesota on Sunday. Brent Celek, thanks, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Brent Celek in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Huge.
That's you, Jones.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your home for the most live sports, Xfinity.
It's time for the annual shareholders meeting. There will be the usual presentations on research and development. Some new members of the team will be introduced. The chairman emeritus will distribute his usual wisdom. And you? Well, you're the chief life officer. You just need the right professional to help you take charge.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Hey, who's hungry out there? Well, it's time for this week's tailgate recipe. It's our Amoroso's On the Menu feature, and today we've got an absolutely delicious sandwich for you to consider, not only for lunch today, but when you're preparing your meal for Sunday's game, huddle around your fireplace and your 60-inch television screen. Check out this beast of a sandwich. This is called the Fumble-Rooski. It's Dietz & Watson Black Forest smoked ham, yummy. Dietz & Watson Swiss cheese, oh yeah. Some apples that are fresh, peeled, cored, and sliced. little honey mustard salad dressing just to top things off. And then, of course, to make it all complete, the Amoroso's club rolls. Very simple to do. Saute the apples in butter until just a little softened. Allow them to chill, and then slice the ham thinly into 3-ounce portions and the Swiss cheese into half-ounce portion. Spread some of that honey mustard dressing on each roll and top with the ham, the apples, and the cheese. Optional, heat it up for a hot sandwich. It is an absolutely delicious sandwich, and I'm going to eat this right now as you watch this feature that we have next. And also, this is really important, guys. It takes 2 seconds. Vote for your favorite recipe of the month, and you could win a chance to attend the Amoroso's Combine at the NovaCare Complex, a behind-the-scenes tour here. Some really great fun out on the field in 2014. Date to be determined. All you have to do is go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Amoroso's. Vote now for your favorite recipe of the month. All right, now we're going to take a little look at one of the really, I guess, kind of significant terms when we talk about defensive line fronts and the approach that defensive lines take. Do you know what a two-gap defense is? Well, Adam Kaplan and Greg Cosell are here to tell you about it in our pre-snap read.
94 down, 51 white. White 20. White 27.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Pre-Snap Read, where we go inside the trends inside the National Football League. I'm Adam Kaplan. He's NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. Welcome to Week 15.
Week 15. Birds are in first place.
It's true. The Eagles are in first place. And one of the things I think when we look at this football team and why they're in first place is really the play of their defense. And
yep.
It's amazing to me, before the season started, they were changing defenses. The Eagles went from a 4-3 wide nine front to a 34 two-gap defense. You just don't see this happen in 1 year where the defense makes big strides. But, Greg, as you know, you watch the tape.
Yeah.
And you see them get better each week. And part of it is the youth, the size that they have up front. But when we look at going from a one-gap to two-gap defense, to me, it's got to be tough. Let's first start to talk about the differences between a one-gap and two-gap defense.
Well, first we want to start with the premise that just because you have a defense with 3 down linemen and 4 stand-up linebackers means you're playing a two-gap defense. That's not true. Gap defenses are not determined by how many people have their hand on the ground. Gap defenses are determined by how you actually play the concepts. To play a two-gap defense, you're asking your 3 down linemen to basically line up head-on tackles and the offensive center, and to basically hand fight him, being responsible for a gap on either side of that player. Now, you can line up with 3 down linemen in a 3-4 personnel grouping and play a 1-gap defense. A lot of teams do that. Wade Phillips has done that for years. J.J. Watt is not a 2-gap player. He's a 1-gap player in a 3-4 personnel grouping. And Bill Davis here in Philadelphia, if you look at the Eagles closely, you'll see he's very multiple with his front looks out of 3 down linemen personnel. So it's not automatically, Adam, a 2-gap front just because there's 3 players with their hand on the ground and 4 linebackers standing up.
Now, when we look at the Eagles' 3-4 alignment specifically, Benny Logan's a guy out of LSU who, quite frankly, we weren't really sure early in the season what his role would be. But after the trade of Isaac Sopoaga to the Patriots, Logan has been a starter, yeah, and he's been really good, Greg. When you watch that tape, has
and,
he played?
And he's a perfect example. He's not a true 3-4-2 gap nose, okay? He's not Casey Hampton. He's not that kind of player. He's more of a mover. Okay, he'll get stronger now being in an NFL weight room, but he's more of a mover. And if you watch the Eagles, you'll notice that they do a lot of slanting at the snap, a lot of movement, a lot of one-gap play even out of their 3 down linemen look because it fits their personnel. And a lot of teams do that. So it's not just a case of 3 down linemen, 4 stand-up linebackers.
Greg, when you go from a 4-3 to a 3-4, obviously now you have 2 inside linebackers and you have 2 outside linebackers.
Yeah.
And the thought is, one side you may have a pass rusher, the other one plays the run, but the bottom line is, I think the responsibilities are different. When we look at Connor Barwin, I had played in the 3-4 before, although I think the Texans 3-4 obviously is different from the Eagles 3-4. You watch Connor Barwin, all that he does. When you watch the tape, what do you see?
Well, I think he's more of the jack of all trades. And I think he's a really smart football player. He's very athletic. We've seen him line up wide a couple of weeks ago. We saw him line up over Larry Fitzgerald. Now, he wasn't covering him, but he was out there disrupting routes. Now, keep one thing in mind, though. The number one priority you look for if you are going to align with 3-4 personnel is your two outside linebackers must be able to rush the quarterback.
Yeah, no question about it, because I think when you look at it, you see Trent Cole, you see Connor Barwin. They're guys who are being asked to drop. They rush the passer. And the front three, their primary responsibility is play the run. I think that's the thing that people don't understand when you look at the 3-4 defense. But in the way that the Eagles play their three-man front, they're so athletic and so fast, they actually can rush the passer a little bit up front.
Yeah, and Fletcher Cox is a perfect example. Fletcher Cox's skill set fits much better in a one-gap defense. And he plays a lot of one-gap in this defense. That was the big misnomer when Bill Davis came in and talked about a 3-4. Everybody assumed that Fletcher Cox would be hand-fighting offensive linemen and that his skill set would be negated by the nature of the defense. Now, does he do that sometimes? Yes. But he doesn't do that a high percentage of the time, and he's come on this year because there's a lot more one-gap principles out of this 3-4 personnel.
Obviously, it's a little bit different in the 4-3. You have your Mike linebacker and your two outside backers.
Yep.
But in the 3-4, you've got the two inside backers. When you look at the 3-4 tape, what do you see from these inside guys?
Well, the way it works in a 3-4 is you have one inside backer who lines up on the strong side. Okay, he's not as athletic as the other inside linebacker who lines up on the weak side. So, for instance, for the Eagles, Michael Kendricks is the weak side inside linebacker, and D'Amico Ryans is the strong side inside linebacker. Kendricks is the more athletic player. He's the runner. He's the run and chase, to use the cliche we all talk about when we look for linebackers. And Kendricks has, over the last month since the injury, come on really well. And the kind of athleticism we all saw at Cal in college is now beginning to show, because I think you're seeing a player who is struggling with play recognition and instincts as a rookie is now starting to see things more clearly and quicker.
Great information, Greg, out of you on the 3-4 defense. He's Greg Cosell. I'm Adam Kaplan. Stay tuned here for more at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
34 down, 51 white. White 20. White 20.
Well, there you go. A little bit of knowledge dropped on you by Greg Cosell and Adam Kaplan. Now our game plan feature here, Ike Reese and Mike Quick are talking about, look, I mean, a player who just keeps getting better and better. He's the leading rusher in the NFL. He's not that far away from Steve Van Buren at the top of the Eagles franchise list. And, of course, just 200 change away from Wilbert Montgomery's record of 1,512 yards in a season. We're talking about, of course, LeSean McCoy, and he gets broken down. Why has he gotten so much better? What's he doing so well? Well, let's take a look.
All right, Mike, let's talk about the star of the game. Set a team rushing record, 217 yards. This guy right here, but he'll be the first to tell you, if these guys up here don't do their job, he's not getting those yards. Let's take a look at his first touchdown. Great job, double team there, double team there. These linebackers, they still don't know whether Shady's getting the ball or Nick Foles is going to keep the ball here.
No, you're exactly right. When you say the stars, I think it's those big guys in the trenches, because they make the difference. And Shady will get the glory, but these guys, and Shady knows it, they paved the way for him to have a record-setting day. And the double teams, I thought in the second half, were just excellent. They made sure that they took care of the backside, which wasn't so solid early in the football game. But these double teams and then getting up to the second level, that combination block, that was really the key to the run game. And they stuck with the inside zone running attack, and it just worked to perfection.
Yeah, I can't say enough about Shady's patience there. I mean, it takes time for these blocks to develop, and then he does his magic here. This is what makes him special. Once he gets to that second level, it's going to be hard to bring him down.
And Ike, when he gets to that second level, take notice of the wide receivers and the job that they're doing down the field. Riley Cooper, Jason Avant in particular, the job that they're doing on that secondary.
Here you go. Going again. Same play.
Yep.
You know, this is one thing I love about Chip. If it worked one time, we're going back to it. Watch the double team block here by these guys. Again, Shady being patient, and this run breaks out. Here's one thing I want you to key on. The middle linebacker, they run this read option a lot, and he's the guy who has to figure out whether or not Shady's getting the ball or Nick Foles is keeping the ball. Watch how long it takes for Steven Tulloch to realize that Shady has the ball. He's already out the gate before Tulloch knows he has it.
Well, it's the fake by Nick Foles that really sets it up for Shady and Tulloch being uncertain about where to go. So his eyes are on Nick Foles coming out the backside with a good fake. Shady's behind him already.
Yeah, and I know you like this, Mike. You just mentioned about getting to the second level. Now, this could very well be a 10-yard gain. You know, you got a runner right here. But look at this right here. This is why Shady breaks runs 40, 50 yards.
Ike, I think in five games, Jason Avon has four catches. But he'll do this, and it makes the play successful. It makes this team better that he'll give up catches to get down the field, and he takes out two guys on this play.
Yeah. Here's another run by Shady. Again, I can't say enough about the interior part of this offensive line. Just did a great job opening up holes.
You know, you've got two of the best defensive tackles in the game, and in that second half, they controlled those big tackles, thus controlling the run game.
You would think with the 217 yards, Shady couldn't have did much better, but he'll even tell you after looking at this play, this right here, don't go there, go there. And he may have close to 300 yards on his day Sunday.
Well, the cut was big on the safety, but now all he has to do is run away from Ndamukong Suh to the left side. And you're right, he's off and running. And it's a foot race.
We have a special talent here in Philadelphia, and we enjoy watching him every week.
And you can tune in to Game Plan every Saturday night at 12:05 a.m., 11:30 a.m. on Sundays on 6ABC in Philadelphia. And, of course, on demand on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. You watch those moves from LeSean McCoy. Unbelievable. It is not all McCoy doing this work, of course. The offensive line deserves a big, big hand in the success that McCoy and this offense have had. And this week, our coach's corner features Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach. And Scott Graham has a little bit more on Coach Stoutland. We will get that feature going for you in just a couple of minutes here. We also want to take some phone calls, so we'll queue them up for you. 215-339-6709, a little bit later in the show. We want to take your predictions. Last week, Mo in Colorado predicted that the Eagles would beat the Lions 34-16. So, Mo, you've won a piece of merchandise, Eagles autographed merchandise. And also, if you are not following at Eagles Shows on Twitter, you just don't know what you're missing. Yesterday, we gave away an autographed LeSean McCoy mini helmet. So all you've got to do is follow at Eagles Shows on Twitter. And when we get to 3,000 and we're about halfway there, in every 1,000 increment, we're going to randomly pick somebody and give away a great piece of autographed merchandise. So why not sign up right now? When we return to Eagles Live, Ike Reese in studio talking about an 8-5 Eagles team on the road. What's it like to be in this playoff environment? Well, certainly Ike Reese has a great perspective to offer. Coming right back on Eagles Live.
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Memories guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
One more, one more! Let's go, go! Woo!
No! One more! One more!
One more time! Come on!
No more, one more! One more, let's get it, let's go!
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Happy holidays, Eagles fans.
We welcome you inside our studio. Dave Spadaro, joined by a man who knows a little something about playing football down the stretch in December with the playoffs in sight. The great Ike Reese joins us. And Ike, this Philadelphia Eagles football team continues to do it. Five straight wins. What do you think that locker room is like?
Well, I'm pretty sure they're excited right now. I mean, this is the fun time of the year, Dave. This is what all the work in the offseason is about. You know, the training that you do, the extra running that you do, the extra lifting that you do. It's so that you have a chance to play meaningful games in December and January. And the Eagles find themselves right in contention with a lot of the other teams for postseason play. And it's a great feeling. It's a rewarding feeling. You as a player, you feel like all the work that I put in was worth it.
Right.
Because this is what I wanted. This is why we did those things.
Your reaction to being 8-5 compared to what you thought maybe back in August?
Totally shocked. Totally shocked. You know, I had this team winning seven games completely the whole season. And to be at eight wins through week 13, 14 in this season, it's a testament to the head coach. It's a testament to the players buying into the head coach. The organization changing the culture. I mean, you've been here, Dave, the last couple years. Just was not a winning culture. It just didn't have it. It was too much indecisiveness, whatever it may have been. And it's this year, it seemed like these guys enjoy playing for their coach. They enjoy playing with each other. They enjoy coming to work every day. And that type of stuff carries over to the field.
Yeah, the best organizations in sports. Now, everybody goes through a down period. The best ones bounce back quickly.
Yes.
And the Eagles appear to have done that here. A young core. Football team's playing well. Coaching staff has really reached these players. I mean, that's something that I see. The players, as you said, they like playing for the coach. And we see what's happening in Washington.
Yeah.
And we see what's happening in Dallas. It's not like that everywhere else.
No, and you can't take it for granted. I mean, starting from the top, you have to put together the right coaching staff that's going to be able to work together, that's going to be able to relate to today's players. And then you have to go out and get players that want to win, who care about winning, who aren't just here to pick up a paycheck and enjoy what the NFL lifestyle can bring to you. They actually represent something when they put on that jersey. It means something to them. And that's the thing I thought was lacking the most the last couple of years, is that too many people came to work to put the helmet and jersey on, as opposed to looking at it as it's an honor, it's a privilege to wear this midnight green and play with these guys. And that's the big difference. And once the players start realizing that you can wear this midnight green and be an Eagle and be proud of it, they're going to take pride in everything they do, from preparation to studying in the classroom to when you get down by 14, not giving up, not throwing in the towel when it's 12 inches of snow out there.
What are you hearing from the fans on a daily basis on 94 WIP?
Love it, man.
Yeah.
They are loving where they are. They are surprised, just like a lot of us are, at the success so early in the first year under Coach Chip Kelly. But it's a pleasant surprise. You know, this is a green city. You know, it's a very passionate sports fan base, but they love their Eagles, and they won a Super Bowl. And the last couple of years have not been fun to be an Eagles fan. It just has not been. And this year, if nothing else, we've had fun watching this team all year.
What is your view, Ike, of the NFC East race here? Big game on Sunday in Minnesota against a 3-9 and 1 team, and you've been in position before where you got to really – buckle down for these kind of games.
This week is about mental preparation, understanding that you can't overlook any of your opponents. Every game counts, no matter who it is you're playing, especially when you're playing on the road. And I also tell you this, I played on a couple bad teams, unfortunately, in my career. And when you get to this point in the season and you know you're not in the playoffs, all you want to do is spoil everyone else's holidays. So Minnesota will come out ready to play. You asked me about the NFC East. I think the Eagles have been playing the best football in this division for about the last 3 to 4 weeks. When you look at all three phases of their football team, the other three teams in this division can't really they can't really boast the same consistency
right.
that the Eagles have been able to put up over the last month and a half. And that's – that's a testament to the head coach. He's had injuries. He's had to switch quarterbacks. Had to use all three quarterbacks, as a matter of fact. And you don't typically find a team going through that type of adversity being three games over 500 at this time of the year. Yeah. So that's a testament to the head coach.
Last one. When you played, I know you do it now, but when you played, did you scoreboard watch like we all are doing now?
You know what? You have to, at least in your division, because you want to know, you know the teams that are right around you, so you know each game is important. And what you try not to do is let it consume you. It's okay to look at the standings in the paper and say, okay, such and such won.
Right.
That means we got to go out and take care of our business. But it can't be to the point where it's a negative, where it consumes you and you're worried this team won because – and then now you become tight. You just got to play loose. The Eagles are in a great position. They control their own destiny. They go out there and win their games, they'll be in the playoffs. And you don't have to scoreboard watch then.
That is the plan. I agree. Thanks. Thanks for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Have you started shopping?
Just waiting for inspiration to strike. And there it is. Done.
Genius.
Give the gift of Dunkin' coffee. Get 3 pounds for $19.99. Only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and the North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 Netflix chances, 5 cash bags, 4 Big Fours, 3 Daily Numbers, 2 Mega Millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Nice sweater.
Thank you.
Festive.
You know it. Hey.
Wow.
I know, right?
Knitted it myself.
Get in the spirit with Dunkin's new Red Velvet Latte. Pick up any medium latte for just $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'.
In just a moment, we're going to hear from Paul Allen, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, who will give us the very latest on the Minnesota Vikings injury situation. Will Adrian Peterson play? Not only that, but there's some key injuries to Toby Gerhardt, cornerback Xavier Rhodes. So obviously a lot going on with the Vikings, who are the Eagles' next opponent. As we take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule, and that upcoming schedule is presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. All right, let's start on the telephones here today, guys. 215-339-6709 is the number. And we've got some practice footage to show you while we get to the phones. Glenn in Fort Lauderdale joins us. Hey, Glenn.
Dallas. Hey,
let's focus on the Eagles here, buddy.
I know I'm a couple weeks early on that.
I know, but we all feel that every day, Glenn, every single day.
Hey, listen, I want to talk about Shady.
Yeah.
You know, in that Detroit game, he was amazing, obviously,
yes.
And the offensive line was too. But I heard Trott say something in the post game about that was the first time all year we had, you know, run him north and south, kind of run him straight at the tackles. And as far as I remember, it was. And, you know, the Eagles always run him around, you know, where he tries to get the edge and stretch things out. But I just hope, obviously, the coaches were paying attention. But I hope they're going to keep this in the playbook because, I mean, as you get into the colder weather and everything, you know, it's a much better thing, you know, because a lot of times, see, at the end of the game, they know he's going to run, and it's a four-yard loss. But if they try to run up the middle a little more, run at the strength, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I think the Eagles have a better feel for what works than you or I watching the defensive line here with some of their agility drills, going up and getting the football and doing a little ball skill practice here. Not as easy as it looks. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I thought moving Nick under center and giving LeSean McCoy that downhill look was really effective. And I think, you know, teams obviously now know that that's in the Eagles' repertoire, and they ran it very well. And in that instance, defensive linemen could not anchor at all. So that's what you want to do. At the same time, had it been dry conditions, Glenn, I would have been very comfortable seeing LeSean McCoy run at the defensive ends, understanding that going into that game, the Lions had allowed 5 yards per carry on the ground at the defensive ends versus 3.2 yards per carry at their defensive tackles. So you kind of got to play with what you have, what you see, where you think you can be effective, and I totally trust on that. I totally trust Chip on that.
Yeah, that's what made it so spectacular, too, was the fact that this team hadn't let up more than 50, 60 yards rushing a game.
And, right.
You know, they tore him a new one. But, hey, listen, man, I think we're going to play well, and I think it's going to be about 31-23.
Glenn, thank you for the phone call from sunny Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, I think the Eagles, listen, they've done the offensive ground game very well all year. They're number one in the league in rushing. And LeSean McCoy leads the league. So the great thing is there's just so much versatility here in the run game, in the scheme, in the backs, with what they call offensively. I think they feel like it can work no matter what. Yanni in North Carolina joins us. Hey, Yanni.
Hey, do you ever notice how food tastes a little bit better when the Eagles win?
Everything's a little bit better when the Eagles win.
Man, I haven't been this excited since like 2010, man.
It's been a while, no doubt. You really want to rush to the next week. Isn't it hard to focus at work?
Right, and I think it's just amazing how you actually seen the defense get better. It's amazing.
Yeah. Now, I don't think this is going to be an easy task for the Eagles.
No.
Defense. I like Matt Castle as a quarterback. He's a veteran guy. They've got good receivers.
Yes.
Obviously, can they run the football if Adrian Peterson is not out there?
Right.
And Toby Gerhart will not be 100%, although he is expected to play.
Absolutely. And Shady McCoy, I actually see him probably having another 200-yard game. But I had a question for you, Dave.
Wow.
I don't know how much you get these, but I actually had an idea that could be added to the Eagles app. I don't know how many callers you get in this. A lot of times I like to see highlights as far as if there's a little
– Yeah, we like to show you highlights. We're not allowed to.
Yeah. Oh, you're not?
Nope.
Well, sorry.
Nope. That's Verizon. Verizon wireless NFL deal, my friend.
Oh, well, let me go ahead and give you a prediction, Dave.
Okay.
I say 33-20.
Okay. Thanks, Yanni. You know, I think you guys who've been watching us over the years understand that we would give you everything. We would show you every play of the game if we could. We would show you the halftime after the game. We can only show you what we are permitted to show you per NFL rules and you know, just how it works here. So we hope you're enjoying the coverage this year. We certainly are enjoying giving it to you. And right now we're going to talk a little bit about something that I know you're all into, and that's fantasy football. And Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com talks about this critical week 15 in the National Fantasy League.
Welcome inside the Fantasy Spin, week 15 playoff time. I'm Bo Wolf. That's Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And Joe, we talk about the Eagles first, and even in the blinding snow, LeSean McCoy still a monster game. Nick Foles got you some points as well. Even DeSean Jackson caught a touchdown pass. The only guy I want to ask you about this week, because if those guys are in your lineup, you're starting them in the playoffs, most likely Foles. But at wide receiver, Riley Cooper, is he a guy you're starting this week?
I kind of have to. Like you said, Bo, he caught 3 passes, had 70 yards in the snow. Look, I was actually traveling during the Eagles-Lions game. I didn't get to see the whole thing because I had to go into work to host a radio show. I had to take public transportation. It was not safe to drive, but As I was on the train, I just kept seeing the Eagles putting up more and more yards, and it looked like it was a deep play to Riley Cooper that actually started the whole thing. And the fact is, Nick Foles and Riley Cooper are hooking up on these deep plays, and it seems to happen each and every week. They at least take a shot or two every week, and the Vikings have a secondary against which this is a very favorable thing to do. So Riley Cooper, if you've been rolling with him as a number three receiver and you're still alive, I absolutely trust him this week as a big play guy. I think he puts up 15 to 18 points in the PPR.
The big matchup this week we expected when we saw this game on the schedule was going to be LeSean McCoy against Adrian Peterson, perhaps the two best running backs in the league. Unfortunately, it looks like Peterson may not play this week. If he doesn't, is Toby Gerhart worth starting?
Well, you have to watch Toby Gerhart's status as well, Bo, because he is dealing with a little bit of a hamstring injury. And as you know, those things can be kind of fickle. We saw Reggie Bush with the calf injury get hurt in warm-ups last week. But Toby Gerhart, look, he's not Adrian Peterson. Very few people are. Actually, there is only one. It's Adrian Peterson. But Toby Gerhart, when he has volume, he has consistently produced in the past. He can catch the ball, and if he's able to get 15 to 20 carries, I would expect Gerhart to put up double-digit points in a PPR. He is by far one of the safest handcuffs in the NFL. The one thing I would worry about is the Eagle defense. It has played exceptionally well of late. I believe it's 8 straight games now that the Eagles haven't given up more than 21 points. So do I expect the Vikings to score a lot? No, but I do expect if Toby Gerhart is the starting running back that he should see 18 to 25 touches total in this game.
All right, we want to go around the league, get one guy at each position who you think might be worth picking up and starting this week. But let's start at receiver because we're staying with the Eagles and the Vikings, and you're going with the guy who is second in the league in yards, all-purpose yards.
Yeah, behind only LeSean McCoy, it's Cordarrelle Patterson, believe it or not. Now, Patterson has been a guy who hasn't had fantasy value all year unless you're in a return yardage league because he hadn't been getting the ball offensively. But recently, as a receiver, as a running back, he's actually played out of the backfield, kind of like they used to do with Percy Harvin. On end of rounds, they've been getting the ball in Patterson's hands. He is the Vikings' best game breaker if Adrian Peterson is out. So I do expect against the Eagles that Cordarrelle Patterson is going to see volume, whether it be in the run game, whether it be in the passing game. Expect 6 to 8 targets, a shot at a touchdown, and maybe a carry or two. If you're in a return yardage league, I'm telling you something you already know because Patterson is certainly owned, but he is dangerous now, even in standard leagues.
At quarterback, we go down to Miami. Ryan Tannehill is a guy you have your eye on.
Well, actually, I picked him up last week. I started him over Robert Griffin III, and given what's happened in Washington, that turned out to be a pretty good decision. Now, Tannehill had 3 touchdown passes last week. He had a couple runs. He's an underrated athlete, and I think this week against the New England Patriots, it's a potential high-volume game on both sides. You know, Jason Campbell threw for nearly 400 yards against the Patriots last week. I really like Ryan Tannehill and the way he's playing. He kind of stagnated a little bit for the first couple months of the season, but Tannehill's play has improved as the Dolphins have gotten a little bit more comfortable with their weapons. And I think with Mike Wallace, Charles Clay, Brian Hartline, I think Tannehill is the type of guy who can do some damage for you in the fantasy playoffs.
At running back, we stay in Florida. The Jacksonville Jaguars, the backup to Maurice Jones-Drew, is the Todd man.
Yeah, Jordan Todman, he hasn't actually touched the ball a whole lot this year. He has under 50 total touches, but last week he made some noise by catching a pass from Ace Sanders, the wide receiver, who's also been doing a good job getting the ball in his hands. Jordan Todman's a guy to monitor this week. If Maurice Jones-Drew cannot play with the hamstring injury, Buffalo has been a very favorable matchup for running backs of late. We saw Bobby Rainey bust off an 80-yard touchdown run early in the game last week. So Jordan Todman, if you're hurting for a running back this week, maybe you had Peterson and somebody else already picked up Toby Gerhart, Jordan Todman's going to be a guy who's going to be a viable start this week.
Finally, at tight end, this is a move you have to get in quickly. Now, we mentioned Charles Clay before. He's a good option, but if you want to get somebody in before Thursday night, you like Jacob Tammy.
Yeah, if Dennis Pittitt is gone in your league, Jacob Tammy is a really under-the-radar guy. Now, without Wes Walker, and Wes Walker won't play this week because of a concussion, he couldn't get cleared with the short turnaround, Jacob Tammy became the guy who filled in with all those snaps. With Welker gone last week after the concussion, Tammy played all but one offensive snap for the Denver Broncos, and he caught 4 passes. So Jacob Tammy is the type of player. Hey, somebody asked me on the radio the other day, they said, am I getting too cute if I start Jacob Tammy in the fantasy playoffs? And I said to him, you're never getting too cute if you're relying on Peyton Manning. I will trust Peyton Manning until the day he retires, and with Jacob Tammy, I think you can do that, especially if you lost Rob Gronkowski.
You put your trust in Peyton Manning. We put our trust in Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan. Listen to him on your satellite radio, Sirius 210, XM 87. Good luck this weekend.
All right, we are back. Dave Spadaro with you here. Next up, Paul Allen, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings. He will give us the very latest on Adrian Peterson, Toby Gerhardt, and what's going on with a 3-9-1 Vikings team that starts Matt Cassel at the quarterback position. Paul Allen up next on Eagles Live.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
Your home for the most live sports. Xfinity.
Every hospital needs great nurses.
They're not easy to attract.
But at Jefferson, we've got a magnet.
Magnet recognition for nursing excellence.
A distinction less than 7% of all hospitals earn.
And it's hardly the only way.
Our nursing excellence has been recognized.
So if you're wondering how Jefferson ends up with such great nurses,
the answer is?
We've got pull.
Discover the difference Jefferson nurses make. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
We've got a lot of questions about the Minnesota Vikings. Nobody to give us the answers who is more qualified than Paul Allen, the radio voice of the Minnesota Vikings. Paul, we thank you for your time. And looking at this Vikings team, I don't think anybody expected 3-9-1 at this point. In general, what has happened to Minnesota in 2013?
No, I thought the team would win 10 or 11 like it did last year, specifically with the MVP coming back completely healthy. But we've had problems at quarterback where we've used three starting quarterbacks this year. We had some injuries to some very key people at some very key times, like safety Harrison Smith, one of the better safeties in the NFL already in his second year, and I believe he will play this weekend. And tight end Kyle Rudolph, who had a big year last year, he got hurt. But, you know, I think maybe the tone-setting problem we had was early in the season after we lost at Detroit. We got beat fairly and squarely. We went to Soldier Field, lost by a point basically on the last play of the game, came home, played Cleveland. We're winning with under a minute to go. We lose basically on the last play of the game there. We've taken some very dirty losses right at the ends of games, and it's kind of set the tone for what the season's been like.
Yeah, it's a team that, you know, and literally I know they say it every week in the NFL, a play here, a play there.
Right.
The Minnesota Vikings could be in playoff contention. How? What?
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? There are so many things when you have a game that may have 140 plays in it offensively and or defensively, that there are so many things that happen during the body of the game. You know, it truly is unfair to put the focus on Martellus Bennett catching a touchdown against us with 23 seconds to go at Soldier Field, Brian Hoyer hitting Jordan Cameron back left of the end zone deep in that game. Shoot, just recently at Baltimore, we combined with the Ravens for 42 points in the fourth quarter, and Joe Flacco beat us with undrafted rookie Marlon Brown very deep in the game. You know, so those are the plays on which people will focus, but there are so many things that take place before that where we legitimately, like you said, are just a few plays from having markedly more wins.
Paul, what kind of psychological impact has that had on the team? I mean, it seems like the Vikings are still playing hard football. They're still very much respecting Leslie Frazier and the coaching staff, and that they still play with confidence.
Yeah, they definitely play hard. You know, the loss at Dallas, they played well. in patches. The game against the Ravens, I thought defensively we played pretty well through the first three quarters. And then we talked about those early season games. But, you know, even though we don't have players splashing in the media, pointing fingers and stuff like that, there has to be frustration on both sides. You know, when the offense is scoring 28 a game and Cordarrelle Patterson, now as an offensive player, is entering rookie of the year conversation, Adrian Peterson, you know, up until LeSean McCoy took off with 200 and change, he led the NFL in rushing yards, rushing attempts, and rushing touchdowns. You know, the offense would look at the defense and say, stop blowing games. Meanwhile, there probably are members of the defense who look at the offense and say, settle in on one quarterback. And when you settle in on that quarterback, do it right. So it's been, in my 12 years of calling Vikings football, this has been one of the two most strange seasons that I've ever seen. We have three to go, taking on you guys. Then we go to Cincinnati. Then we close at home against Detroit. And we're going to have some good draft picks, and I wouldn't be surprised if the team drafted a quarterback.
You mentioned quarterback here, Paul. Matt Castle gets the call. Give us a scouting report on Castle, what the Eagles can expect to see.
The thing about Castle is he likes to drive the ball down the field, where with Christian, he has four rushing touchdowns, and when Ponder breaks the pocket, he legitimately knows what to do when he's running. He's a legitimate threat. He's not just a run, just to run kind of guy. But Christian doesn't drive the ball down the field and he gets passive. Now, conversely, with Matt, he can be a little statuesque. Now, I thought, you know, the game we had at Wembley against Pittsburgh was the best quarterback performance we've had all year. Castle was phenomenal. And in this Ravens game, our quarterbacks have been sacked 11 times in the previous two games, and he took no sacks. And when he slid up in the pocket against the blitz and against the all-out rush, he looked very, very poised. And despite the wind and the snow and the awful conditions, he still tried to drive the ball down the field. So, Matt, you know, Matt plays with a veteran flair. And when he plays, wide receiver Greg Jennings plays a lot better. And all of Jennings' touchdown catches this year are from Castle. So we're a better passing team when Matt plays, no doubt about it.
Paul, I guess the big question here as we get late in the week and wondering who's going to be on the field for the Vikings, a lot of injuries for Minnesota. Give us an update, if you could, as best as you can.
Yeah, we're all jacked up right now. You know, yesterday was the first practice of the week, and, you know, kind of like the Eagles and every team around the NFL at this stage of the season, if you have players who are moderately hurt, they're not going to practice on Wednesday. Now, today most likely will be the same story for high-enders like Adrian Peterson, Toby Gerhard, Xavier Rhodes, a rookie corner from Florida State who the first part of the season didn't really look like he got it, but over the last four or five, he's been extremely good. And he's hurt. So the Friday practice is very key, specifically to define our running back situation. Rookie Arthur Brown, the linebacker for the Ravens, rolled up on Adrian's ankle and his foot, and he was in quite a bit of pain, was Adrian, after the Ravens loss. So, yeah, I hope Adrian plays. It makes the games more fun, but I think it's a long shot. His backup, Toby Gerhard, when he jumps in, you know, he averages like 6 to 9 yards a carry. He's arguably the best backup running back in the NFL, and he has a hamstring injury. So we are, pardon the pun, hamstrung at the running back spot. But from a passing standpoint, I think with Greg Jennings and Cordarrelle Patterson and Jerome Simpson caught a touchdown last week, and with Castle, you know, we might be able to do something.
How do you expect the Vikings defense to work against this offense that, I mean, you've seen bits and pieces of it, Paul, but really when it is humming and when the tempo is right with what Chip is calling here, it really is fun to watch. What kind of scuttlebutt is being discussed out there with regards to handling LeSean McCoy, handling Nick Foles, and handling the tempo here?
It's going to be a headache, especially if Xavier Rhodes can't play. I mean, we're really going to be stuck at cornerback. Now, we do get Harrison Smith back, and that's going to help not only in the running game against McCoy, but with Celek and Ertz and DeSean Jackson out of the slot over the middle of the field. That's all going to help. But, you know, in watching back some of these Eagles games, now that they're not in all-out hurry-up mode the way they were and with what Nick Foles is doing, and it's going to be a headache. I mean, LeSean McCoy, he when healthy, clearly has the ability to cover up the stakes that are made, be it with the offensive line or lack of blocking and stuff like that. He's just having a phenomenal year. And, you know, he's such a good catching threat, and our linebackers have struggled mightily all year with running backs and tight ends who can catch the ball. So it's going to be tough. You know, and a lot of people back here, they you know, I haven't watched much of the Eagles since that Monday night debacle against the Redskins on Monday Night Football. you know, and they think, the fan base thinks they still want to run 95 plays a game, you know, and that it's just going to be this read option up and down the field thing, and it's not. And I think people need to focus on the Eagles' defense, specifically the way DeMeco Ryans is playing right now. I mean, the fact over the last nine games they haven't given up more than 21 points. Hey, it's not like they played the greatest competition in the world. Shoot, we're sitting here at 3-9-1, so, you know, it's kind of another loser team on the schedule. But the Eagles' defense is what I think is the A topic right now. Maybe 1A behind Nick Foles.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I think the Eagles expect a very tough game. Loud crowd, dome environment. I don't think in Chip Kelly's first year you take any. We've learned in the NFL, you take anything for granted, Paul.
No.
You're gonna lose.
We are playing teams tough.
Yeah.
And I believe, yeah, I don't have the schedule in front of me. You know more about it than me, but I think this is the Eagles' first dome game this year. So, you know, you get DeSean Jackson and you get LeSean McCoy on the speedy surface. You know, in this environment, and they're going to be extremely tough. And you know, we've played really in nothing but high scoring games the last 2.5 months. We had a game against the Bears that was 23-20, and it was, you know, there were some turnovers in that game and field position and stuff. But most of our games, man, get up in the high 20s to the 30s. We can score the ball, but we really have had trouble stopping teams.
Paul, we look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Thank you so much for your time. Paul Allen in studio with us from KFAN Radio in Minneapolis on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 max, 6 chances, 5 cash buys. 4 big fours, 3 daily numbers, 2 Mega Millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Memories guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
These days you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here, Eagles Live. Take a couple of phone calls, and then we will hear from Chip Kelly, who had a press conference this morning. Reminder, Nick Foles to meet the media at about 1:50, the Sports Illustrated cover boy. A lot of questions, I'm sure, about that. From what I've seen, Nick really doesn't care. So that's a great thing. Let's go to Colorado and talk to Mo. Mo, our winner from last week, who predicted that the Eagles would beat the Lions 34-16. Mo, congratulations.
Thanks a lot, man. I can't believe it. I won.
You won. You won. So here's what you need to do. Call. You got a pen?
Yeah, just give me a man.
Call me at 215-463-2500.
What is the number again?
214. Just stay on the line, and James will take care of it.
All right.
All right. I know you're very excited. I can hear you trembling.
I just want to say thank you so much, Dave. You have no idea. Like, everybody's been mentioning Nick Foles, LeSean McCoy. They're doing great. Our defense is awesome. But I just want to say thank you guys for EaglesLive.com. Everybody, the crew, Mel Reeves, you guys are great.
And yes, yes, yes. All right. Thank you. Give us your prediction, Mo.
This one, I'm going to go 32-10.
32-10. Okay, you've guaranteed yourself that you won't win this week, but who knows? 32-10. He wins last week, and he comes back with 32 points for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think they will kick extra points in this game. So, you know, four touchdowns and four two-point conversions may not get it done for your Philadelphia Eagles. 215-339-6709. We'll take a phone call on the other side. Let's first let you listen to Chip Kelly's press conference from this morning. Some of the best of the head coach, Chip Kelly.
They're a really good football team. You know, when you turn the tape on last week's games against the Ravens is the same thing. And that's where I don't think of looking over opponents or all those other things. Just turn the tape on and see how hard they play. They've got a lot of outstanding players. They've got a group of receivers that is very, very difficult to match up with, especially with the rookie Patterson in there. I mean, you got a lot of different guys. Got two outstanding running backs. You got a great defensive line. I mean, there's a lot of really good football players there. So, I mean, obviously, I think Sunday's game's a little bit of an outlier. You know, the ball was turned over a lot, but we weren't moving the ball very well at all, I think, because of conditions. But, you know, it is something that I think it's not just turnovers. It's what you do with them. And also, I think coaching your defensive guys, just because we turned it over doesn't mean we have to let them score either. You know, and I think it's a twofold question, but it is something. As our defense continues to create takeaways for us, we have to do a better job of capitalizing and turning those into points.
If Wolf is healthy,
I don't deal with what ifs.
Okay.
We can move to the next one. We got three more days to figure out where he is. The good thing is he's practicing again today. We'll see how he is. Najee Good's going to practice today, so we'll see how he is. And when we get to Saturday, we'll make a determination on where everybody is. We can only have 46 guys active on game day, but if you start doing I'm not trying to jump it, but if I sit here all day long, well, if he's healthy, then what do we do here? But then this guy gets hurt and he does here, so what's my job? Let's just wait till Saturday, find out from the trainers who can go, and then make a decision based upon special teams in depth where we're going to be.
All right, let's take one more phone call here on Eagles Live on this beautiful Thursday in South Philadelphia. Cam in Chicago joins us. Hey, Cam.
Dave, how's it going, man?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good. A few things here.
Yep.
One thing.
Yes.
I'm really trying as hard as I can to manage my expectations with the team and Nick Foles.
Yes.
They've got me incredibly excited, but I don't want to get too overjoyed because I don't want to let down just in case the wheels kind of fall off these last few games.
Cautious optimism. We call that cautious optimism.
Cautious optimism. You got to do it. However, quick score. I'm going 35-9. I don't even think they get in the end zone this week.
35-9. Okay. Sounds good.
35-9. Eagles.
All right. Well, that's pretty optimistic, Cam.
I'm sorry. I know. I can't help it.
I hear you, man. Hey, we're all up. Thanks for the call. We're all optimistic. We're all feeling good, and with absolute good reason. This football team has played outstanding football. Chip Kelly's first year. Imagine what is to come. Let's get you caught up as we get ready to close the show here. On the headlines of the day, Eagles on the practice field now, and Chip Kelly insists this team will not overlook the Minnesota Vikings. Will not. Safety Earl Wolf making progress. Will that be enough to get him on the field on Sunday? We probably won't find out until Sunday morning because tomorrow there's a walkthrough. Then Saturday is a pretty intense practice. So we'll find out if he's good enough to play on Sunday. Najee Good practicing today. That's a good sign. Pun intended. And then the youth along the defensive line has certainly helped this defense in a big, big way. Trading Isaac Sopawaga has been given the opportunity for all these young players to play, and they've really responded. Sunday, our game day coverage here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com begins at 11 o'clock with our Philadelphia Eagles television network broadcast. And then the 12:30, we've got the kickoff show for you with Bo Wolf and Adam Kaplan. Nick Foles will meet the media at about 1:50, 1:55, so tune in for that, his first full-fledged media address since he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. The 19th time the Philadelphia Eagles have been featured on the cover of Sports Illustrated. We thank you for joining us today. Eagles Live returns on Monday. We've got lots of coverage between now and then. The Eagles and the Vikings on Sunday. Stay with us every step of the way. Thanks for joining me, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.